Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/Macedonian.
За младиот и надежен фудбалер Стефан Чолаковски, сонот стана јаве. Желбата да стане шампион на Австралија со својот омилен клуб од детството му се оствари. Со Мелбурн Сити, за кого навива од самото формирање на клубот, во големото финале во неделата го совладаа Сиднеј ФС со 3:1. И самиот Стефан вели дека и после неколку денови се уште прославува и ужива во успехот и многу горд на постигнатото.
Firstly, thank you for having me on the program. I'm still celebrating 4 days after. So, you know, it's been a very, very enjoyable past couple of days and I'm very proud of the win and, you know, to win the premiership and the championship and, you know, to play in the semi-final and in the final. I'm very proud and I'm happy to make my family proud as well.
После добрата игра и постигнатиот гол во полуфиналето, Чолаковски со играчите влегоа со голема самодоверба во финалето. Ја има иницијативата, но Сидници први дојдоа до водство. Чолаковски вели дека по примениот гол се труделе да не ги фати нервоза, а и да изедначат што е многу поброго. Токму Чолаковски асистираше и на првиот гол.
When Sydney scored, I knew we had to score straight away, otherwise we'd start getting too nervous and too, you know, defensive. So lucky we scored a goal, you know, almost 2 or 3 minutes after. So Sydney scored and then we got our confidence back up and everyone was excited again and, you know, and then we knew that we could win it.
Стефан Чолаковски вели дека ја оправдале довербата како помлади играчи во одсуство на поискусните фудбалери како Мекларен на Буд Нун и оправдале довербата дадена од тренерот Кисамборо.
Look, the like McLaren, we didn't have McLaren, Nabu was a bit injured, Craig Noon, our best players, but it was good that the coach trusted us young players. Me, Tilio, Atkinson, you know, and in the semi-final we played well and we got the win and that's I'm happy that he put out the same team, you know, in the grand final because it shows that he trusted us to do the job and we got to do it.
Стефан вели дека после овој успех сега ги очекува мал одмор, а потоа се враќа повторно на тренинзите.
Now we get maybe about 2 weeks off just to relax, you know, not do any activity, no exercise. And then after 2 weeks, we've got to start training again, but just on our own, some running and gym and stuff like this. And then after 4 weeks, we go back to training in Cranbourne, you know, in our new training facility. I think it's been a long season. I haven't played that much, but training every day now, it's good to have a break now before next season.
Како фудбалер, Чолаковски вели дека со внимание ги гледа и надпреварите на Европското првенство, особено настапите на македонската репрезентација во групната фаза. Посебно е импресиониран од играта на Елиф Елмас, но и од искусниот Горан Пандев, кој го постигна првиот гол за македонската репрезентација на европските првенства. А бидејќи неговото име се поврзува и со македонската фудбалска репрезентација, Чолаковски вели дека жали што поради COVID-19 не настапил за младата репрезентација, но доколку го повикат за сениорската, би сакал да игра за Македонија, но првин очекува повик од новиот селектор.
Yes, the only games I got up with my brothers, my cousins. You know, we watched the games and it was good. It was good to see Macedonia, you know, for the world to see. And it was good to see the fans and most importantly, Pandev, you know, he got to go out on such a high note. But from Macedonia, you can see Elmas is going to be a very good player. He already is very good, but he's young and he can go right to the top. So I like to watch him. I've been asked that question a lot and yes. At the moment I don't have an answer, not because of anything, but obviously I've been called up to the Macedonia under 21 team and I would have liked to play for them 100%, but because of COVID and quarantine and all this, the club didn't let me go. But now when it comes to the senior team, I haven't received a call up from anyone. So I'm just being patient and waiting and seeing, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, it was an honor to be called up to the under 21 Macedonia team.
Што се однесува до Европското првенство, Чолаковски вели дека е добро што има изненадувања и тоа е добро и за малите земји, а негови фаворити сега за шампионската титула и прваци на Европа се Италија и Англија.
Yeah, look, they were in the same group, the group of death, France, yeah. Germany, Portugal all together and Hungary, and everyone thought those three teams were going to go to the final, and now they're all out. So it's good to see some surprises, and I always like when the smaller countries do well, because it's good to see, it's good for the countries, it's good to watch, you know, and they play with passion. So, of course, I want to see the big teams do well, but it was good to see the small teams as well. I think Italy or England, but I think Italy will be the ones to win it.
На крајот од разговорот, младиот Стефан Чолаковски уште еднаш ни потврди дека е пресреќен од освоената шампионска титула, но и потенцира дека е многу благодарен, но и среќен од поддршката што ја има од македонската заедница во Австралија.
Look, I'm very proud and of what we achieved this year at Melbourne City, and I'm proud for my family, you know, but also for the Macedonian community. It's very good to see, you know, the young Macedonian kids, they message me and they give me their support and they look up to me now. And for me, that makes me very proud, because it's good to see them, you know, watch the games and be excited because I'm part of the community and I'm there, you know, winning the championship.
Maybe this Macedonian community one day will support you in the Euro Cup or World Cup.
Yeah.
And you'll see the real supporters in Skopje also. It's,
yeah.
Will be a little bit crazy, you know?
Yeah. We'll wait and see.
Thank you very much, Steph.
Thank you very much. I'll speak to you soon.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.